This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Evil is coming out of the closet. And just like every other culture told us throughout history, there are cycles in humankind. People become decadent, corruption grows, and people come for your children. People come for your sovereignty. They come for everything you've got because it's a raw exercise of power. So, evil's on the move, but so is the force of good. And those of us promoting a pro-human future. Now, you've got one of the former heads of the Border Patrol, Commissioner Kowalski. This is him months ago saying there is no border crisis. Trump's made it up. Now he says there is a border crisis, and it's Trump's fault. Here it is.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Here is how President Trump explains why he's decided to declare a national emergency on the border with Mexico.
It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs from coming into our country. Nobody's done the job that we've ever done. I mean, nobody's done the job that we've done on the border.
That's from the Rose Garden yesterday. Let's turn now to somebody who used to oversee that border. Gil Krulikowski was the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection during the Obama administration. Before that, he was Director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. He was Chief of Police of Seattle. He joins us on the line now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Of course.
Mr. Krulikowski, do you think there's an emergency, criminals and gangs coming in at the southern border?
No, I don't. There's only a manufactured crisis by this president.
Okay, well, that's bull hockey, as it's known. It's Bravo Sierra. So here he is now, just a few days ago, he's changing his tune. Here it is.
So I understand what you're saying. A number of these are Central American migrants coming through Mexico, but this is the president saying, Mexico, you need to do more as an intermediary here in the middle to stop them from crossing over into the United States. That's what he's asking for, and that's why he's threatening these tariffs. I will note, and you know these numbers, this week, just on Wednesday, CBP stopped a group of 1,000 migrants. That was the biggest group that they have apprehended thus far altogether. Many of them were families. So there is a problem, right? This is video of it that the president tweeted. So what would you do about it?
So this is a crisis, and for anyone on either side of the policy aisle that said it's not a crisis, these numbers are a crisis, and the workload is tremendous.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how these guys operate. That's how stupid they think you are. There were giant caravans hitting us last year and this year, and they go on TV and say, there is no caravan. Jim Acosta went down to the Texas border and said, look, there's nobody here. He was standing behind a section of wall, 30 feet tall. You're like, well, he got discredited. Well, you know, here's the difference. There are a lot of people that still tune into that and believe it. But it's bigger than that. Lying like that is a psychological warfare tactic to, again, break your will. That's what they do. And it's getting harder and harder and harder for them to cover up the reality of what's happening. But again, now that they have to admit that it's unfolding, they're saying that it's President Trump's fault. This is an organized UN replacement of population migration in the official UN plans. The official UN plans from 1991 and 2002. You can go to InfoWars.com and just type into the search engine, the UN wants 600 million migrants in the U.S. by 2050. Snopes says we're lying. They say, well, it's an actual UN document, but the UN doesn't mean it. Wow, talk about mental gymnastics. And, of course, you saw Macron say they want 250 million more people in France. That's official. UN calls for 600 million migrants to invade the U.S. But again, Snopes says, well, they actually said that, but they didn't mean it. So Paul Watson and Alex Jones are liars.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. This is going to be hard for me to cover. But the children and the innocents demand that we do it. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. I've got a stack here of 7 or 8 videos and of 10 articles with the most evil stuff you've ever heard of or ever seen that's happened to our children. And I'll just be honest with you. I've been getting ready to cover this for about an hour during the breaks. And I'm not being dramatic. I actually can't cover this right now. I just can't do it. And I'm being honest with the audience, ladies and gentlemen. I understand why people don't get involved. I understand why people just want to go hide out in the countryside. I get it. And I've been doing this 25 years. And I definitely, I need some time off myself. But you know what? These kids that are being abused and killed, they don't have that luxury. And, you know, when I look at this and I realize that it's worse than I can explain to people, I mean, I'm saying the most insane stuff last hour. It's all true. Yeah. And at a certain point, it's just not normal to sit up here on air and even talk about this stuff. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be dealt with. But there's a paradox where physical action, even if it's not violent, to defend these children, is organically needed at a cellular level. I mean, that's really what it is that when I cover all this, my cells and my spirit, but my flesh as well, is telling me that talk's cheap. And listen, I know talk's not cheap. Talk's important to get the word out. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been a blessed country, and we are becoming a cursed nation. You can say what you want about Trump. He's just a signpost of how dire the situations are and the fact that we need to ourselves individually really get aggressive with lawsuits and with city council visits and with pickets and with undercover private work. I mean, I never had any police training or anything and any spy training, and I snuck in Bohemian Grove and I snuck in and confronted the Telecommunications Commission and used a police tactic to get them to admit they stole a bunch of money. Because I wanted to stop them from doing that, and they sent people to prison. And I'm not bragging, but I'm just telling you, the average person knows how to take these people on. You've already got all the hardware and all the gear you need to do it. God put it in you. And we just need people to stop being dramatic in how they imagine all this and just to do it. I mean, these children need to be saved. And I can't sit here and teach a class on how to take down the globalist here on air, but here's one example. If you're a good-looking woman, you could go into any city or any county, and you go around any Democrats, they're going to be pedophiles, drug addicts, devil worshippers, or a mix of it. How do you think Veritas gets all this incredible footage? All you got to do is go have drinks with these people, and you can record them and all their crimes, and you just put it out. They can't stop you. They're all crooks. You understand this? But I can't do it all, and I'm not bitching or complaining at you. I'm just saying, when you realize that, you ever wonder why, like, every Project Veritas video is someone saying, yeah, we cover up the kids getting raped in the elementary school, and we like doing that, or, yeah, we got illegal aliens voting, we hate America. You're like, these are like caricatures. These people hate the country so much because they're evil. People walk up to me every day on the street when I'm out, and they go, I'm so sorry you got banned and you're being demonized. We know you're a good person. We're so sorry for you. How are you taking it? And I'm like, I don't care about me. And that's not like some unselfish statement. I did this to fight the globalist. The reason I'm talking about this is people get through their heads. I'm not doing this to get the biggest show in the world. I'm not doing this so I get a bigger house or a nicer suit. There's nothing wrong with money, but I won't sell my morals out for it. Money is nothing but a fuel, a tool. But people still think at a basis of they think it's how it's doing for an individual. Well, I'm an individualist, but I'm also a collectivist. In that, as an individual, I understand that what I sacrifice goes into a better world and a greater system, and that it's that lack of sacrifice has gotten us to this point. So I'm not going to tell people what I think they ought to do. Nothing violent. But if you simply go to any drag queen story time and write down the license plates and then go to an accredited private investigation system, they can legally and lawfully run the plates, and you're going to find upwards of half of them are convicted child rapists. Then you just publish that. That's one group you can target right now and protect children from pedophiles. The government isn't going to do it. There's all these rich oil people I've grown up around and known, and all these riches. It's always about their helicopter or what they're going to do on vacation or this fun thing they did. And you got all this money, and you're going to lose every damn bit of it. Because you didn't spend some of it protecting people. If children are under attack, and children are being killed after they're born, and old people are being euthanized, and we're bringing in millions of people without even giving them tests for diseases and treatment, none of us are safe. It's a breakdown of civilization by design. And I know the audience gets this. I'm just telling folks that we need real moral outrage. Every one of you. Go sign up for 3 minutes of citizens' communications at your county commissioners or your selectmen or your city council, whether you're in Europe or here or anywhere else, and go get in their face about this. The truth is evident everywhere. And all I'm saying is we have to get people in the streets. That doesn't mean like leftists dressing up like clowns and you know, having a naked baby Trump thing. Probably one of them, they're just fantasizing about having sex with it, seriously. They're obsessed with children, killing them, raping them, it's their religion. But actually going into local newscast, going to sporting events, going up on highways and doing banner hangs, which I know listeners are doing. We're going to play some of those latest events next hour, I promise. It's just that I could sit here and cover all this news all day long, but man, and I'm going to cover it when we come back. It's got to be done. Speaking of got to be done, we can hold out against the enemy and all their onslaughts for a long time, thanks to you. The cavalry is coming. Trump's already signed an executive order. Lawsuits are being filed by everybody with the universities banning free speech. They're already having to back off. Big victory there. We've got big victory with the moves now to prepare the antitrust suits against big tech and a lot more for their censorship and criminal activity. There's so much more happening. But InfoWars obviously is going to stay in the fight as long as you decide we're going to stay in the fight, and as long as God, more importantly, decides we're going to stay in the fight. And so I salute and thank every single listener of this broadcast, and I thank you for spreading the word and circumnavigating the censors. You and your word of mouth is king. You're not beside me. You're in front of me. You are the tip of the spear. We're just a focal point, willing to stick our head up. But the submarine's got to come up to fire torpedoes. So I'm proud to do that, and so is this crew. And yes, financially, we have the new Super Force Special, everything with Force in its name, from the new Space Force t-shirt that's so popular. It's 33% off. Rain Force Plus, the Turbo Force, and so much more. It's all 50% off. The t-shirt's 33% off. If we sold the t-shirt at 50% off, that'd be at cost. InfoWarsStore.com, the Total Super Force Special. Tons of info.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Swing a stick in a blue city or a blue state where there aren't billboards and people all over TV and radio saying, I love abortions, they're sexy, they feel good, kill your baby. They teach in mainline textbooks from Europe to the U.S. that babies are parasites, horrible creatures that must be dealt with and dealt with severely. And they've got news sites with women talking about the sexual pleasure of killing that baby and having it scooped out of their womb and the orgasms they have and fetishizing it. Now, none of that's true. It's all pure evil. It's super bad for you. It hurts like hell. You're killing a baby. But this is what they do. And PBS, you know, has a new video out where the woman goes to kill her twins like she's taking a dump. And again, it's this dehumanization. It's using babies in medical experiments. It's keeping them alive to take their organs. It's euthanizing old people. This is this incredible culture of evil. But there's good news that just broke as we were covering all this. New York Post, Trump administration bans medical research using fetal tissue. Praise God. Trump administration is ending medical research by government scientists using fetal tissue. A victory for abortion foes and a setback for researchers who use the tissue while trying to find cures for diseases such as HIV and childhood cancers that are exploding as we become so evil. Talk about in your face. So they're trying to spin that. But that is the good news on that front. So when I saw that PBS piece that we'll get to next segment, it made me remember Star of YouTube Abortion is really a video horror movie actress, Emily Letts. But again, this is just one of many women with their rising star, like Gloria Steinem of the CIA, when she funded Miss Magazine with the CIA to break up the family in their own admission. She tells you not to have kids, but she's got four. Just like Ted Turner says don't have kids, but he's got five. Woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. There's another woman celebrating it. Can we stop the pretending like abortions don't feel good? Ugh. You talk about evil, but this is all just a big lie. I come really hard. Viewer and listener discretion advised. You need to hear this demon talk. Let me do it in the Linda Blair voice because I did it in a sexy voice yesterday. I come really hard when I get an abortion. And it's not just because I'm killing a baby. There's actually nerve centers in the back of the uterus that can't be stimulated through regular intercourse. The only way to achieve that kind of orgasm is to visit a clinic and have my vagina speculated and scooped out like the bottom of a Ben and Jerry's pint of meanite. It's dangerous, but liberating. Like the adrenaline rush from base jumping or Snapchatting nudes to a coworker. Now, if you go back and you want me, the demon, to translate that for you, it's like Ben and Jerry's pint of meanite. It's all about me when I kill that baby. It's all about my power. It's all about serving my master. And of course, there's the nice lie that fuels becomes a sick fetish. This is like the Bible talks about. Evil men run around continually inventing new evils. I forget the verse. We guys pull up Bible verse about inventing new evils. See, in the archetype of Adam and Eve, they had the knowledge of being good and being bad. They didn't have the knowledge of evil. Had the knowledge of good, common sense, but not the knowledge of the virus of evil. Inventing, having articles out, going, it's so liberating to kill your baby. Okay, it is. Okay, it is a baby and your mother's in hell. And so it's like coming out and saying, let's tell them it feels good. Yeah, don't tell them it doubles your chances of cervical or uterine or ovarian cancer every abortion you have in those organs. Don't tell them it can't. Tell them it's fun. It's fun to climb into a wood chipper, too, when you're a little boy and flip the switch. Wood chippers feel good. It's fun to cut your fingers off with a hatchet. But what's really fun is to drink Drano. Of course, it's going to kill you, but I'm not going to tell you that. I'm a liberal. I'm here to liberate. Forget intercourse. It creates a new human life. No, the intercourse we have with doctors and medical instruments and knives chopping up babies. That's what makes... Because, see, the riddle is, it's not the woman having the orgasm. It's the little demon. Now, see, I stylize that with a little classical demon voice for you. And by the way, you get around these people, they'll go, Mr. Jones, you're going to beat us. The planet's eyes. You're like, whoa. Like, oh, yeah. Well, you've seen all the videos we played. It's real, folks. It's evil. They're demons. Space junk. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents, King James Version, Romans 1:30. So, I haven't even scratched the surface on all these. I haven't gotten to the video clips yet. Isn't that cute? Woman who videotaped her abortion admits she wasn't using birth control, and she did it because it's so cool. Miley Cyrus has a new photos of her simulating oral sex with a woman, likening it to an abortion and the sexual pleasure therein. Miley Cyrus, I predict, will die excruciating death of cancer over 2 years, and sooner rather than later. I bet Miley Cyrus is dead in 10 years. And it's going to be very, very painful. I feel sorry for her, but that's just the way God works. Justice must be delivered. Now, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to play for you the woman where she's, maybe I should spare you, but you want to hear the woman going, ooh, that feels, ooh, I like, ooh, you want to hear how good it is to kill a baby? The celebration? Because people need to hear the, because what's more demonic than going, kill baby, or, oh, God, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. Because that's how sick this evil is, folks. That's what they put on Vice TV. That's what they put out for your daughters to watch, to make them sick, evil freaks. Let's grab that little baby and let's pull it out and suck its brains out. Now, what's scarier? Linda Blair and the head going around a circle and vomiting up green pea soup and saying your mother's in hell. Or, you know, you haven't experienced the pleasure of killing your baby. Oh, it's so liberating as a woman. Oh, it was the best thing I ever did. That's how a real demon talks. Oh, join in with me. Let's kill more of them. Can I tell you how much I love Lucifer? And then we've got how they're targeting the mentally retarded children. Oh, yes, CNN is now. Get ready for this.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Mommies kill their babies. Convicted pedophiles leave story time at schools. Baby parts are used in vaccines, and the border's wide open, and the plague is back. Thank you, New World Order. Thank you, Mommy.
They don't want you to recognize evil so that you won't stand up yourself when you lose everything. I know you know that. But we're not here covering evil so that everybody gets conditioned to it. We're here to get people angry and awake about it and focused and in its face. And we're winning thanks to you. Now, there's hours of this. There's Vice ones. There's CNN ones. There's all these. I was going from memory because I remember this clip. They found some of it where she goes, oh, my abortion felt good. She's going, ooh. There's a bunch of this. I'm not going to air much of it. But she's not even like these other women talking about how they love killing their babies. And you think, oh, that's tongue-in-cheek. No. You go out to a pro-life rally, and the literal scum of hell. Like, you think you go watch a Rob Zombie movie like Devil's Rejects, those are scary people? No. You go defend life, and Satan's army will show up. And let me tell you, you don't want to be part of that army. Their eyes are sunk in. They always have green skin. And folks, people watch these videos and go, they do have green skin. The black people are whiter than white people. They have like green skin. The white people have green skin. It's so white, it's like that translucent day glow is what my dad calls those people. It's just like you read in movies, or you see in movies, you read in old books, and like old Greek literature and even scientific reports would say, there are times when groups go crazy, and the people get very white skin. They get a green color when the spirit comes over them. And so you can argue all day what it is, but let me tell you, this isn't just mental illness, folks. They want to kill babies. And it runs the gamut from women wanting to get on TV and talk about how great abortions are so other women feel comfortable to the actual devil worshipers. But it's all the same spirit. Here's some of it. San Francisco, you can be at the rat bar where rats actually sit at the bar with you and poop on the table. No, I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. I heard it last hour. I'm not joking. Let's move on to this. Because the crew a few days ago said, Alex, we've noticed you've been avoiding the stack of pedophile and sexualization of kids stacks last month or so. And I said, yeah. I just can't cover it anymore, but it needs to be covered. And I said, give it all to me. I'm going to cover it. So here we go. CNN promotes Down syndrome drag queens. We're going to play some video of this for you in a moment. Radio listeners will be spared watching it. And you talk about sad, 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 sad little souls. Remember the college professors? Remember the high school teachers, the elementary students? All out of the UK, type in the headlines, guys. I forgot to print this. I want to show it to TV viewers. Educators in the UK saying autistic children being targeted by trans movement. And they go in and they tell people as young as 5, 6 years old, oh, you can make the decision. You're autistic. So it's a mentally disabled person. They go, you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Tell us you want to be a girl. Peanut jelly, I girl. And then they, boom, as young as 7, castrate them or put them on the chemicals. And so they come and they tell the Down syndrome folks, you're going to be a rock star now. Everybody gets attention. You don't get a college degree. You don't need this. No, no, no. What you get to do is dress up like a woman, and then we say you're really cool, then you're in this whole culture. Well, you see, the poor Down syndrome folks, it's well known in FBI files. Many books have been written on it. We've had guests on about it. Former top FBI agents and others. Like Ted Gunderson have broken it down here, Senator John DeCamp, who exposed it all. He said their favorite group is Down syndrome and other mentally disabled children. That's who the pedophiles hit first. And there are a lot of parents that actually try to, or foster parents, that try to adopt them because no one they found will listen to them in court and they're not seen as credible or worth defending. So they're the roach bait for the pedophiles, and it's a big business. And you always hear about people getting busted when they're transporting these folks around, but who needs them now? You've got massive 30% of the people being brought in are not with their parents, little kids, and they're end up getting killed, you know, murdered, raped, dumped out. Hey, it's barely in the back of the news. That's humanitarian. All right, good. This is what liberals do. So you look at these ghoulish photos of the Down syndrome folks in their war paint just absolutely being exploited, and CNN worshiping it, CNN praising it. This is all part of CNN. Hey, learn to be a cuckold. Tell your wife to wear shirts at the bar saying, I want to be gangbanged. You know, learn to be pathetic. Of course, statistically, that breaks up your marriage. But it's done over and over again. Whatever advice they can give you to ruin your life, to wreck you, to screw you up. But don't worry, they can go after the Down syndrome people, age 5, 6, 7, and tell them it's your right. You say you're a boy, but you're really a girl. I am a girl. I'm a girl. Well, let's practice putting on your wig now. And then Netflix has all the new shows, and HBO has all the new shows, and Vice has all the new shows, and the New York Times has all the articles, and they're saying there's nothing wrong with pedophilia, down to age 5. You know, if a man identifies as a child, he comes to your door, he has a right to take your daughter or son out in his car. We used to have to kidnap him and kill him after we had love. We won't have to kill your children if you just let us have the love. Except we do actually kind of like to kill them. That's where we don't just kill them to get away with it. We kind of like to. Now give me your son and give me your daughter. I'm liberal and I have a right to do it. I'm a beautiful, ornate building. Now give me your kid. So. Oh, by the way, Owen Schroyer was right here at Drag Queen Storytime in Austin today. He'll be coming in studio soon. He streamed the footage live. It's on InfoWars.com. I'm sure it'll be the news what a horrible bigot he is. Again, men in war paint, men in clown outfits, many times convicted child rapist, want to have time with your child. They just want him to sit on their lap. And even local news says, well, the kids used to get real scared, but this is why we're getting them ready to walk over to a 400-pound man with green hair, dressed like a goblin. You know, if it was Halloween, you'd say, what is that? Well, that's a tranny goblin. That's a goblin in a green dress. It's not scary at all. Here, children, learn how the men dress like ladies. Like, if you saw that looking up at you out of a gutter, you'd say, my God, ain't the clown's real? But why do you think they dress like that? Why do you think all over the world? Because since Egypt, practitioners of sex cults with children, and some of these people don't even know what they're involved in. They're not all involved in it. They just get roped in. It's being sold as a new fad. Wore red, fluffy hair, and a red nose, and a red mouth. Because the priests, the entities they were talking to, looked like that. So they dressed like them. Why is it so scary when you see a 1980s movie like Killer Clowns from Outer Space? You're like, what is so scary about it? Why do I feel like there's something? Because it's real, folks. It's real. And you all know it. So now, armies of humans dressed like interdimensional vampires. Like it. Hey, Georgie, come on over. I got your boat. Will it float? Oh, this clowns and candy down here. Just give me a hand, Georgie. Give me your hand, Georgie, and I'm going to rip it off and I'm going to kill you. You understand, boy?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, I don't want to get into the occult with everybody, okay, because it's quite a bottomless pit. But as I've told people many times, I happened to, growing up, rushed into, let's just say, not your run-of-the-mill vampires. And again, these aren't vampires that live forever, but it's a spirit. And so I've described how there's a caste system. You've got the zombie-like servants of evil that are more like robots. Then you've got the familiars that serve the evil ones. And then you've got several classes of Satanists that go up to actual, generally royalty, actually from places like Transylvania. And you just can't make this up. And, you know, you're watching Trump over there with the Queen and all that. It was totally disgusting. I understand it's politics. He's got to meet with Kim Jong-un as well. You know, he sent Kushner to Bilderberg. I care about the policies, and I get he's got to meet with these people. But you have to understand that Prince Charles has done documentaries. I first learned about this 22 years ago in Bloodlines the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier, that they were House Dracula, and that they went all the way back to that, and they founded the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And I read a lot of books about the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and I knew about most of the British royalty being German, who are really Hungarian or Romanian. And so I knew about a lot of that, but I was like, this is too much. And about 5 years later, it was on CNN that indeed it was true, and that they traced their lineage back to Egypt and a bunch of other places. Now, whether that's true or not, that's what they believe. And so now Prince Charles only spends half the year in England. He lives in Castle Dracula. You can't make this up. So again, I'm just like you. 22 years ago, I'm reading Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and a lot of it I knew was true, but a lot of it I'm like, this is insane. Okay, he's directly related to Dracula, and that's really the main line behind the House of Windsor, which is really Saxe Coburg Gotha. And it turns out it's all true. And by the way, it's not just his dad, it's his mom, all of them. And they see that as the most important bloodline. And so when I get into this, folks, I used to have three-star Air Force generals and Army generals and retired FBI agents and current FBI agents and former, you know, head FBI agents that, like, ran the Southern District of California telling me at dinner they're devil worshippers, they drink kids' blood, they eat the pituitary glands. And I'm just thinking, well, this general's really smart, but this is crazy. Or then you're talking to a former FBI person and they're telling you this, and you're like, and they're just talking to you like they're talking about the color of grass outside. It's all true, people. So listen, I don't blame you if you can't handle it. But most of the vaccines we take are grown on dead babies. They've got all these sneaky ways to sneak it into the food. You ask, why are they doing it? Because they need us to be corrupted spiritually as a spiritual rule, like the vampire cuts himself on the chest and gets you to drink of it, so you become one. It's metaphysical, just like we eat the flesh of Christ to remember him, we drink his blood. Why do you think Christ was doing that? He was doing that to say, I'm doing this one time, it's with me, it's a symbol, it's spiritual to counteract their religion. Think about how heavy that is. And of course the Satanists go, well, your God talks about drinking blood. Yeah, exactly. Now you get the big secret, don't you? God sent his son, his consciousness, into the fray. Had all the knowledge, all the power to go through what we go through, to be fair, because God put us, his children, with free conscious will, into the universe. The potential for a whole new universe is in each one of us, free will. Only way a real God could be God is to make new creatures that could be potentially in the same line. And what did Christ say at the Last Supper? Take this bread as a symbol of my flesh to be broken for you. And take this wine as a symbol of my blood that binds us together. What's the exact scripture? Now, you're right. You would say that's a vampiric ritual. But it's a ritual ending the vampire rituals. It's a ritual saying you don't need kids, you don't need people, you don't need sacrifices at the temple anymore. Vampirism was all over that area at that time. All you need is spiritually to be with God. And all you need is bread and wine. You don't need to drink blood anymore. Now you start to get the big picture, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? And why the vampires are so pissed. Because they're offering people eternal life, spiritual, which of course it's eternal death, if they drink the blood of the innocents. And God says, don't do that. I'm going to show you, I'm going to let them kill me and torture the hell out of me, and I'm going to transcend it to show you can transcend, and you can now just have a glass of wine in remembrance of me. You don't have to worship Satan anymore. All over the Middle East at that time, they were murdering their children on altars, drinking their children's blood. See, it's not a Bram Stoker novel anymore, is it? And now they have clinics where I live, a mile from my house, where rich people go and get the blood of children. And the government's got waivers now. If the children decide and their parents decide, as young as 8-year-olds are banking their blood for college money, and rich men and women are shooting it into their veins. It's been going on for a long time. Now, let's show what's on the hors d'oeuvre list. And all these school teachers tell you they're targeting the autistic, they're targeting the chromosomal disadvantaged or overadvantaged. They are targeting them and tricking them to be cool into their club, just like in Pinocchio, tricking the kids to be thugs so they waive their rights and can become slaves. School has 17 children changing gender as teacher says vulnerable pupils are being tricked into believing they're the wrong sex. And who are they? Autistic and Downs. Daily Mail. Let's go ahead and roll a clip of CNN. The video's got more than 5 million views on Facebook right now with them praising it as the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. Here it is.
I'm never nervous when it comes to swimming. My favorite part is the dancing and the lip syncing. But mostly the transformation, really. I feel really confident to work with different people with disability and I want to
be there. It's a big fetish not just to have sex with Down syndrome children because they can't report you, but it's there's a lot of really horrible names for it and stuff. I learned about this like 20 years ago from former CIA and stuff, and I mean it's just unbelievable. But and that's what they even said. They dress them up like this and everything else. I don't know these poor folks know what they're involved in, obviously, but this is the disadvantage being taken advantage of. Here it is.
My name is Daniel Weiss, and I'm the creative director of Drag Syndrome. As far as I'm aware, we are the only drag troupe for drag artists with Down syndrome.
I think you're the worst bitch that I ever.
The artists that I work with are very open-minded, so I asked them, would you like to try to do drag? And they got so excited. They started researching drag.
Totally taking advantage of
drag, styles of drag.
Hello, Daddy.
And then they started to develop their own drag character.
She is called Madame X. She's a superstar.
Which the highest level of suicide and AIDS and everything is trans people, which is a sex market right into these men.
Justin Bond is a big flirt, and as myself, I don't flirt that much with other guys because I'm a bit different than that.
The misconception we encounter to do with people with Down syndrome that they have no mind of their own, that they are cute and sweet and that's it. That's completely
and they're fetishizing
yes,
the whole
they
deal.
They are very, very sweet
totally
and wonderful,
sick.
But also they are very fierce.
Mr. DJ, please press that drag button.
I think people with Down syndrome have extra chromosomes that bring them extra talent.
By the way, they've watched a bunch of, I've watched some of this, it's all very sick, very names like, you know, fish pants. It all puts women down. This is just men coming in and taking over women. And then telling women, oh, I'm really a woman. And a woman says, no, there's only women that are women, men are men. You're fired. You're gone. I'm a woman now. And then they can, just like homeless people use a dog to get more money, now these cults are going to use mentally disabled children as a way to try to say, well, don't be against the mentally disabled children.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.